Hello, everybody. I am Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 226. Ernest saves Christmas. So, tis the season, and I think a lot of y'all are forgetting that there wouldn't even be a Christmas right now if Ernest hadn't saved it back in 1988.
Yeah.
Okay?
God bless his soul.
So, rest in peace, Jim Varney. We miss you every day, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, this is November 11th, 1988. Budget of $6.5 million. This is the highest grossing film in the Ernest series, the second one. First one was Ernest Goes to Camp, or Saves Camp, something like that. And it's about camp. Second one's Christmas. There's nine of these motherfuckers, dude.
I was going to ask how many there are. Yeah, I've seen a couple, handful of them. I watched the Halloween one a lot, but yeah.
I guess Disney only funded the first four. So I guess there's a drastic drop in quality and budget. And if this is one of the ones with the budget, I can only imagine. I can only imagine what's going on in those. Ernest goes to the local quick stop. You know, they're just filming him go to a gas station.
Buys a pack of cigarettes.
Something, do something funny with your khaki hat. Put it on backwards. I don't know if I can, but I'll try. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
There are levels to this shit. I had never seen an Ernest movie, period. And so I was asking my wife, do you like those movies? She's like, oh, I love those as a kid. I was like, I've never seen one. Maybe Ernest Saves Christmas could be a fun Christmas review. She's like, yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, there are levels to this shit. There are classics like Christmas Vacation and I don't know, Miracle on 54th Street and
Christmas
Muppet
Story,
Christmas Carol. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there are things like this. There are the Jingle All the Ways and the Ernest Saves Christmas kind of tier. I don't know who was watching these. I didn't get any of these as a kid. I don't know. I didn't get it.
Oh, man. I know we're just warming up here, but I would watch Jingle All the Way over this fucking mm-hmm. 10 times out of 10. Jingle All the Way, I think, is a...
That was a bad example. Jingle's pretty good. But it just came to mind.
There are levels. I do hear you, though.
But yeah, I never got it as a kid. Like, I knew the character and I knew of the movies, and I was just like, oh, okay. It's like a guy in a denim vest and a hat, and he plays this kind of guy, and his voice is a little bit strange, and he kind of looks at the camera when he does it. I didn't get it. I was like, what is this? Is he a plumber? Who is this guy?
No one knows.
He saves things. And I like how he's like a different guy in like every movie. He's like a different job, and he saved camp, and 1 year later he's driving taxis in wherever he is
Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think this was filmed on Disney MGM Studios right before it opened. I think it's closed now, but they wanted to have this theme park / actual movie studio. And that's what we do. So
I
we got
about costumes too. I did not remember him being like one of those like costume slapsticky kind of things. Like, it's almost like a poor man's version of what Axel Foley does in Beverly Hills. Like when he walks into it, like Eddie Murphy walks into a situation and talks his way in and out of things. It's kind of like that, but only with costumes.
Yeah, I know there's a female he plays in one of them. Mm-hmm. I could picture it. It's got like the neck brace from like an auto accident. But it's always like the same voice when he plays these people. Hey.
It was this one. He wears the neck brace. Yeah. He's the old lady, yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, really? I spaced off.
Yeah. It's this one. It's this one.
I thought we just had the slicked back hair guy.
No, we had him as an old lady with the neck brace. We had him.
Oh, that's how great this movie is.
The snake wrangler guy at the movie set.
Oh yeah. These snakes are very dangerous.
Oh, he does the government agent at the police station.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a couple of things. But I forgot about that angle of. I don't remember if the other ones have that. But I was just like, oh yeah, I guess he does kind of do this shit.
So he's riding with a guy who claims to be Santa Claus. looking for a local celebrity named Joe Carruthers that has been chosen to be the new Santa Claus. It's kind of a the Santa Claus plot, but he, I guess you don't have to die in this one. You just get to find him. That's nice. Yeah, I don't want to die. I just want to retire. Joe used to be a popular children's program that emphasized manners and integrity, which is funny because that's where, John Varney got his start. I guess
Oh,
this
interesting.
character started as a pitch man. He did a couple like I don't know, commercials locally, and then he did a children's television program weekly. And that's kind of what Santa's talking about. You don't get rich doing a weekly children's television program. So yeah, he had to move. He had to go to movies. He wanted to get rich. And then they meet a teenage girl named Harmony Starr.
I forgot about her.
I don't really know what she had to do with this or why she was there, but I don't know. To bring the kids in. What's the Phoebe Cates? She's like a poor man's Phoebe Cates, I think. It's kind of similar look. Anyways, and she's just there. I don't
She's
know,
just a
asking
loner, I guess. Like,
questions.
I don't know. Like, what the first time we see her, she dines and dashes, and then just jumps
Yeah.
into the cab, and she's with us the rest of the movie.
Realizes, oh, Santa realizes he has no real money and only possesses play money. Ernest lets him ride for free. Ernest loses his job. Marty doesn't believe Santa's predicament and has him arrested. Ernest pretends to be an employee of the governor, and Harmony poses as the governor's niece. They convince the police chief to transfer Santa to a mental hospital. And all this shit is it's so I don't know how they made nine of these. I don't know why Disney agreed to do four of them. It's really weird. It's a specific space and time.
There's I will give the movie credit. There is one scene that I thought was conceptually hilarious. I wasn't like laughing out loud, but I was like smiling, is when he's talking about he has this friend named Vern, and they're gonna go to his house and they're gonna drop off a tree and some presents. And then he fucking kicks the door down. It's all from a first person perspective of Vern, his friend, who never speaks. But he rushes into this guy's house, and it's so chaotic and manic, and he's just like fucking up his entire home. And he's trying to pull out the fucking lights from the wall, and the whole socket gets he pulls the whole socket out the wall, and the fucking
And then
molding comes out, and he's like pulling
the
it,
co
really
coming
stuck
out
in
of
there.
the
That part was pretty
drywall.
fucking good. Just the way it's filmed is so chaotic and
Yeah,
manic. It's kind of hilarious. But other than that, yeah, this movie was pretty rough.
what were the two guys, they keep cutting back to them. They work at like a warehouse or something.
Oh, the
The wacky.
airport.
Oh yeah, airport.
They're not the baggage guys. I don't know, the people who are just holding on to
Freight guys or
freight guys,
something,
yeah.
right? And it's just the wackiness and make noise and their eyes will move and I don't know. And they're kind of setting up Ernest saves Easter, I think. What's it? E bun. You got the rabbit ears pop out. Ernest saves Easter. Anyways, so they're helping Santa to find Joe. They finally track him down at his home. Santa explains the importance of passing on the Santa Claus position. Joe initially declines, but later changes his mind when he refuses to use foul language in front of children on the film set.
That was pretty good too. It wasn't funny, but that was pretty good. Because he's like, "Oh, I know you. It's Christmas spirit. Okay, now go over there. Oh, someone's at the door. Who is it? Is it Santa Claus?" And it's like a fucking swamp thing, and he pulls out a fucking gun. "You son of a bitch!" That was pretty good.
Yeah, the fucking swamp thing. And then, okay. Harmony discovers the magic of Santa's sack. Oh yeah, when she steals it, but eventually returns it because her conscience prevails. Ernest and the helpers meet Santa's elves at the airport, retrieve the reindeer and sleigh. Oh yeah, flying the reindeer. Whoa! Ah! My voice is low, and I got a khaki hat on. This movie's wacky. Yada yada yada. Joe turns down his new acting job to become Santa Claus. Uses his magic to make it snow in Orlando. All right. Well, that was awesome. All the asbestos they used during that scene. We needed a white Christmas. Yeah. I don't know, man. This was a wasn't much to it. I certainly had never seen one of these, but I thought it'd be more involved than this. It's really just let's put what's his name, John Varney, in different positions with uninteresting characters and see what he can do. It's like even the Santa wasn't that crazy of a Santa. It's like, hey, I'm Santa Claus. I'm not. I know I'm a realistic pretty. I'm a realistic Santa Claus. I'm not crazy. I don't make magic. I don't fucking pull toys out of nowhere. It's like, I just kind of ride in taxis and don't have any money of my own. So, it's doing what I can do. Hey,
Going to jail. Santa's going to jail.
Santa
Like, okay.
here. I can't stop this. This ain't the first time. It won't be the last.
Yeah, man, this movie was fucking boring for a Christmas movie, man. I was just like, ugh. It was a rough one to sit through for sure. I remember toggling the remote. I was like, there's still 40 minutes?
What
I
are
thought we were getting done.
we doing here?
Fuck. Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Yeah, I don't know what I expected, but I expected more than this. Expected something. I thought it would at least be a decent Christmas movie, and no, it's not.
Yeah,
It's
I
actually
like
pretty.
when it started when he's on the he's he has like a his introduction is him oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, and he's like
Oh,
speeding down with the passenger. Like all that was like, oh yeah, I'm like kind of getting back. Okay, this is what Ernest is. This is kind of silly and zany. He's going wah, 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 and you're like, okay, I'll get this. But it doesn't really keep that energy throughout the whole movie, and then like yeah, only a couple bits were barely amusing. I mean, his government thing was pretty fun when he's at the police station with the niece.
yeah.
And yeah, like when he's at Vern's house, that was a standout for me. But yeah, it was just was not very. It wasn't as good as I remember it being as a kid. And I'm like, I'm watching it. How the fuck did I even like this as a kid? It's very dry and kind of boring. But I was like, oh yeah, I think I like the Halloween. The Halloween one has like monsters and fucking running around Halloween night. I remember liking that one a lot, but who knows if that one's probably even just as bad. We'll see.
Yeah, I remember it looking pretty scary too, like as a kid.
Yeah.
A little scarier than what they intended it to be or something like that. It's my memory. Just I've never seen it, but just my memory of seeing like the cover and bits of it. But anyways, this one, he saved camp. I really don't think he quite saved Christmas. I think Christmas is still waiting for its hero on this. Yeah, it's kind of boring. It's really sucks. I started with this one because I don't know if I want to watch any more Ernest movies after
Yeah.
this.
I may watch the Halloween one next year. I mean, I don't know. I feel like Halloween movies, you got to watch Halloween times, but if I even remember to watch it next year. Because I do, that one I remember watching a lot. That one I remember it being very entertaining. Like I said, there's like monsters everywhere. He's fighting monsters running around. But yeah, this one was a fucking drag for sure. This is one of the most boring Christmas movies I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, so it saves, goes to camp, saves Christmas, scared stupid. I don't remember any other ones, and there's nine of them. So, Ernest retires. I don't know what the hell the other ones are, but this one, yeah, it's not that great. I guess we got a connection to it, but I didn't. So I think it's like a 4-9. It's really not very good at all.
All right, I'm going to go from the top, then I'm going to go down.
Hit
So
it.
the last one was Ernest in the Army. Fair enough.
That could be interesting. That sounds like that Pauly Shore movie.
What the fuck is that called? In the Army
In the
Now, I
Army
think.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Ernest goes to Africa. Okay, and I'm sure that's politically
Like how the
correct.
budget's plummeted and then they're trying to go to Africa and shit. It's like,
Ernest goes to school. It's a Billy Madison situation, it sounds like.
Okay.
Ernest Rides Again. I don't know, I guess I'm going backwards, so. Ernest Scared Stupid, the Halloween one. Ernest Goes to Jail. Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain. Oh, that's a short, sorry. Ernest Saves Christmas. Ernest Goes to Camp. Yeah, I guess Ernest Goes to Camp was the first one, and then this was the second one. Yeah,
Yeah.
interesting. So jail, Africa, and the army is what he's got after this. Interesting. Yeah, I was coming in. I'm actually a little lower than you, but
Wow.
we're in the same tier. Just a straight four. Yeah, this was really tough to sit through. Which is kind of a bummer because, I did watch these as a kid. I was like, oh yeah, when you said it, I was like, oh yeah, I haven't seen fucking Ernest Saves Christmas or any of his movies since, I was very young.
Yeah.
Let's give it a whirl. And yeah, my excitement was very quickly deflated within the first probably 15 minutes. yeah, I sound
Oh,
like a broken
Christmas tree.
yeah, I sound like a broken record, but I just felt like this movie was very boring. Like the plot isn't that interesting. The characters around Ernest aren't that interesting. He is zany and goofy. Some of the stuff is kind of like, again, humorous, silly, I guess, like the snake. His characters he plays are silly. But yeah, everything around Ernest was just like a fucking bore that I don't want to sit through ever again. It's one of the worst Christmases I've seen in a long time. But yeah, four for me.
4 and a 4.9. Yeah, go watch Jingle All the Way if you want a sleeper Christmas hit. You know what's another sleeper Christmas hit that I don't think gets enough love? Is A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh yeah, it's
It's a
classic.
fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, it's just a Muppet movie. You don't need to take it too serious. And then Michael Caine comes in and gives a fucking Oscar performance as fucking Scrooge. It's like the best depiction of Scrooge on film to date. And it's in the Muppet Christmas movie. It's so good. Check it out. I finally got Jessie to watch it. She, oh, I don't like the Muppets. I was like, it doesn't matter if you like the Muppets or not. This is a standalone, amazing film. Okay? Forget that there's Muppets in it. Just think they're actors, okay? It's not Kermit the Frog. He's an actor. And she loved it. I was like, I told you, man, it's fucking so good.
Yeah, those Muppets, even Treasure Island is really good too. Even the reboots they did in like 2011 with Jason Segel and Amy Adams, even
Yeah.
those were really good. But yeah, Christmas Carol is a banger for sure.
Yeah, go check it out. Leave this one alone. It's on Disney Plus if you want to check it out. I'm sure they probably have the other ones too, because I think they financed four of them, so probably have at least those ones.
Oh yeah, I
Can't
imagine.
Camp and then Scared Stupid, I imagine, is one of them.
Yeah, it's funny. There's Christmas movies playing like basically 24/7 at the house, and it's I'm always at work, but I come home and there's always a Hallmark romance Christmas. Like Sarah's just fucking knee deep into Hallmark Christmas. I mean, she doesn't like them. She makes fun of them. She just background noise. But I come home, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like some of those Hallmark movies are fucking hilarious, unintentionally.
Yeah, dude. If I could drop a bunch of files and then their hands touch. Oh. You
That's
must be
so
new
good.
here. Yeah, I'm just visiting.
Yep, the small town.
I'm just visiting this small town. My disabled dying mother is here,
Oh,
and
God.
I'm taking care of her, so that's amazing. Thanks, you're amazing.
That's so good.
Yeah, they're so good. So funny.
Another news to tra I was I didn't we didn't talk about this. I feel like it was kind of big news. We didn't talk about it in our chat, but Superman. Did you watch the Superman?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna ask you because I figured you weren't gonna watch it, yeah, loser. But yeah, I
Yeah,
watched it.
I hung my hat on the not watch. I'm over it. I'm watching shit again.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll see. There's some cool stuff. Oh, the fucking dog was pretty fucking
That dog is
awesome.
awesome, yeah.
Like, what is that? No, that's the dog. It's just running. It
Take me
can't
home.
fly, so it's just like. That was interesting to see Superman bleeding, though. You
Yeah.
know? It's like, when does he? Since when does he bleed and get hurt? So that was interesting. Seems like there's gonna be a lot of wacky characters running stupid looking Green Lantern with a bowl cut. We'll
Oh
see how that
yeah.
goes. I'm still not sold on that suit. I don't think it looks that great, but I'm definitely more excited after the trailer than I was before it.
Yeah, totally. I was very happy. I have a lot of faith in James. I just watched the rewatched Suicide Squad not too long ago, like a month ago, and man, that guy can that guy's very good at characters and dialogue and funny. So I got me worried because like I feel like that trailer was throwing I think like three or four different villains very quickly. There's like Lex. There's I think I don't
The
maybe.
monster.
The monster. There's like a big black guy around a bunch of tanks at the end. I'm like, man, how is he gonna pull all these? I'm like, oh, but he's very good at getting a lot of characters together and making you care about them. So
Yeah, and there's
I
like
hope
Hawk
so.
Girl, and yeah, there's a lot of
Oh
stuff in there.
yeah, forgot about that. Yeah, that and trailer wise, which got me hyped, is that and 28 Years Later. That looked really good too.
I haven't seen that trailer yet.
That looked really good.
So, yeah, Superman, that'll be fun. Can't wait for that. Ch-ch-ch. Yeah, I thought he looked really good as Clark Kent too.
Yeah.
I thought the Clark Kent stuff looked pretty good.
And I actually feel like they
I
actually did a good job too with because it always this stupid where it's like he takes the glasses off and he's just Superman. I was like, well, I
Yeah.
can't. But in this one it looked like his hair was a lot different when he's
Yeah.
Clark than he
He
is
really
Superman.
zhuzhed his hair as Clark Kent. It's really zhuzhed. And then it's really slick as Superman. They're never gonna
Yeah,
know.
they got it.
Nah,
See? He knows.
they're not gonna know. I unslicked my hair. Look how
Yeah.
unslicked it is. It's
Can't be. Yeah.
all dangling.
That
Look, I have
can't
bangs.
be him.
Superman doesn't have bangs, you idiot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So yeah, 4.9, 4.0. Check it out if you must. Get your earnest fill. As always, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Here on YouTube, please like and subscribe. We're also on Spotify and Apple Music if you choose to do your audio podcasts over there. Anywhere you digest it, we're happy you ate it. Thank you very much. As always, appreciate you. Can't do without you. Until the next piece. Peace.
Peace.